Welcome to House Matters. In this edition, debate on the building bill gets underway in the lower house, while the plea bargaining bill gets approval in the Senate. Thanks for joining us. I'm Aldine Campbell. Debate on the building bill got underway in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. The bill seeks to establish a modern legislative framework that will reduce the vulnerability of Jamaica's built environment and ensure public safety. Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Desmond McKenzie, who piloted the bill, said one of the most important features of the bill is its treatment of adverse possession, otherwise known as squatting, which continues to be a grave problem facing the country.
While the issue surrounding squatting has been extensively discussed, the ongoing challenge for residents and for the government is significant. There is a continuous threat of injury and death through flooding and land slippage that accompanies the squatting in low and high areas, respectively.
Aligned to these issues, he said, are the social and capital losses, noting that provisions of the bill will help to reduce and prevent squatting in Jamaica and to make the urban and rural spaces much safer. The minister added that the bill should be seen as a critical companion to other legislation, such as the Disaster Risk Management Act, the Local Governance Act, and the Local Government Financing and Financial Management Act.
The building bill emphasizes the importance of local government to national order and development by, among other things, vesting the local authority with the powers within their control. It also gives them the discretion to seek public and private sector support to ensure that the intentions of the recognized engineering standards and practice that govern the construction sector is maintained.
The legislation will also streamline the permit application system to eliminate unnecessary referrals, expedite responses, facilitate the introduction of special express services, and ensure the rights of persons with disabilities regarding accessibility, safety, and user-friendliness. It also provides for the establishment of the National Building Code and identifies the Bureau of Standards Jamaica as the agency that will set the acceptable local and international standards for construction. In addition, the legislation establishes that the municipal corporations are to be the local building authorities and will be responsible for inspecting, certifying, and taking the actions necessary to approve new structures, change existing buildings, or destroy dangerous structures. Meanwhile, the government retabled the National Identification and Registration Bill in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. This after Minister of Justice Delroy Chuck withdrew the legislation on behalf of Prime Minister Andrew Holness.
The main considerations were that there were several changes to be made, and it was most appropriate that the bill should be withdrawn and a new bill tendered.
The bill will facilitate the establishment and regulation of a system for the registration, verification, and authentication of the identity of citizens and other persons residing in Jamaica. Additionally, it will facilitate the establishment of a national civil and identification database to generate a national identification card and for connected matters. The proposed National Identification and Registration Bill establishes the National Identification and Registration Authority in keeping with the National Identification Project, which Prime Minister Holness reintroduced last year. And the Plea Negotiations and Agreement Act 2017 was passed in the Senate last Friday. The bill was passed with 71 amendments following conclusions of the debate, which was suspended in the upper house on May 26. Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, in piloting the bill, explained that it is intended to give accused persons the opportunity to offer a guilty plea in exchange for a lighter sentence. She noted further that the legislation will assist in the delivery of justice in a timely manner and reduce the backlog of cases in the nation's courts. The bill was passed in the House of Representatives earlier this year with 11 amendments. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.